face for? What's all that for? Nothing to say, Rochelle.
How you doing?
Well, you look nice, so I see why we had to wait a moment for her punk ass to get up in here. She had to get all her shit together.
Cracky. Hey, y'all doing?
How was your week, Hoochie?
Blessed.
You don't seem too enthusiastic about discussing anything right now.
Nah, I heard you talking shit in the background. I got my waist beads around my neck today.
That's from spiritual, isn't it? Yes, it was a custom-made hoochie. Yeah, and she got some good symbols on there, so that's a good thing. You need all this. Yes, Mookie, it is hot in Texas. The fish are cooking in the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, it is.
Yes, Michelle's coochie is cooking.
Why, for some reason, I had a feeling you was going to go there. So,
thank you. You know me. You said something. What do you want me to do?
I'm so sick and tired of you. Besides your week, I yesterday had the pleasure of speaking with an old friend of mine. This friend I hadn't spoken to in years. He is an old friend of mine, Rocky. Come on now. He and I started radio together.
I know.
And I hadn't heard from him in years. It was just good to catch up with him. His name is Jeff Lee. If you guys are in Memphis, look him up. He does a local radio show there. And it's just sometimes it's good to catch up with people. Sometimes.
It's good to catch up with niggas. You right.
Like, I don't know what's going on with this negativity tonight. What's up, Princess? What's up, Imperial?
I'm not negative tonight. I'm talking about the person you're talking about. It's good to get catch up
with. What? You don't like Jeff Rocky? You have been a little... I will admit, you have been on the fence about Jeff for years, so I can't... This shouldn't be a shocker to me.
Jeff has one of those nigga mouths. And I've told him this to his face.
Yes, you have.
You've got strong niggardism. And when I talk to him, sometimes you can get a nigga overload.
But look, when I worked with Jeff, I met him through an internship at a radio station I had back in Memphis. It was WHRK. That was one of the popping the stations.
You froze for a minute like this.
I was doing a pose to your ass.
Bitch, that was your fucking end. That was a matrix in your dick sucking glitch.
Ooh, a dick matrix.
Yes, your dick matrix.
Anyhow, I had an internship. We worked together for years. So Jeff has always been cool with me, but I do know he does have a mouth. I do know that. So I'm aware of that.
And I have very low tolerance for niggardism. My tolerance for niggardism, but it really don't. I don't have a tolerance.
You don't. I was about to say, where'd you see some tolerance at? Because that never happened with you. Anyway, look, we peeped something on these social media streets recently. And we noticed that people, like we said, you call it toxic bonding or trauma bonding.
Yeah.
When people have something, in common and they bond over it.
Well, this toxic bonding, I've always said, because people go to lives. Like, if you got a miserable man, he go to a miserable man's live that's talking trash about. But then you got this other bond that I've been noticing. And I call it, it's another form of trauma bonding, but I call it toxic bonding, what you're talking about.
Right.
Because when you have two people that don't like each other, they never talk to each other, they talk about each other's back, behind each other's back for all this time. And then they realize they have one thing in common. Girl, we both hate Mookie. So since we both hate Mookie, and I never like a you.
I never like a you, but I like
you. Don't like a him. Bond over
yes.
The of chickens.
You know what? That's sad because you do see people who don't deal with each other, but once they have a common interest, and like you said, it's usually by somebody they don't like, the same individual. Then they're like, let's be friends because I don't like them and you don't like them. But doesn't this seem like that's going to backfire? Because how long is that hatred for that one person going to last to keep y'all friends? You know what I mean?
The sad thing is when you know both persons separately.
Right.
And you got one person that's very, I'm not going to get too much into details, but like oil and water.
Right.
And I really feel like once this person does not do what they're looking for them to do, on this, I hate the same person. I feel like if this person's not talked about or brought up enough, okay, what are you here for?
Right. Why are you here?
That's the main reason why I got you here. And you're not doing it, bitch. I mean, really, what are we doing here? And then knowing how this person is about their culture and knowing how this other person is about being down.
Right, right.
And I know there's it's going to be a clash.
Oh, it's going to be a clash.
Clash of motherfucking titans.
Like I said, I will be on the sideline of my popcorn. Long as they got nothing to do with us, I'm good.
Look, y'all, I'm just ready for them. When the Kraken gets released, bitch, I'm going to be right there.
Release the Kraken.
Release the nigga Kraken.
But I see that.
And popcorn over here.
But, you know, we've had a similar situation where it would just be people who don't know us, but they hear something about us, and they just go with that impression without finding out for themselves. And they just go on the bandwagon. And that's all these people have in common is common hatred for people. And I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
I'm not going to bond with somebody I know I don't like because we don't like the same person. Ooh. I'll probably be thinking in my mind, oh, they done fucked up again and keep it moving. But I'm not going to be friends. You know, like I said, I was just using Mookie as an example because Mookie know damn well the heifers love cutlets.
We love cutlets.
And we love fried, baked, boiled, fricassee, whatever. We love cutlets. But that's like a me and Granny scenario. And me and Granny never got along.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one of us is good friends with Jules. And Jules pisses that other friend off. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I hate that bitch too. Come on over here so we can talk about her. Let's get together and hate Jules. To me, that is like the most...
It is.
Low level, low spirited shit.
But do you know I read an article on that particular situation? And sometimes it actually bonds good friendship, unfortunately.
Not this time.
I'm just saying, I guess it depends on the person that you're really entertaining. But at the same time, it actually can form a bond for a good friendship.
Yeah, well, you know, I would think so because both of y'all are the same. Full of shit. Low level, y'all share the same demons, so I could say, yeah, it probably would work out. But in some scenarios, I don't think it always works out because sometimes there's nothing in common besides this hatred. So right. If there's nothing else in common besides this hatred, or this person has you around for a certain amount of time for you, you don't do it.
Hey, but that's the way I was thinking. I was like, man, that cannot last because once that pettiness surpasses, there's nothing else to fall back on as far as a friendship. Yeah. So I don't see what the point of bonding in the first place is. Y'all can go in passing. Oh, you still think that bitch has to
I've never understood people that did this. I mean, if I don't like you, trust me, I will never like you.
There you go.
There's a reason why I don't like you, and it's probably something about even if I did like you at one time and we fall out, and it really depends because normally... You know, once you cross me, lie on me, try to drag me, there's no coming.
Yeah, none. I got you.
So I don't understand it. You know, God bless them. I give no fucks. What's the next subject?
Another thing that I've noticed in our society, people don't like it when you think for yourself.
Yeah.
It's sad that you can't have your own opinion. And look, I can agree to disagree with you. Like, we may have something on the table. We just going back and forth. I'm like, look, it's all good. That's what you want to roll with. That's what I'm going to roll with.
For one, I'm not going to have a debate with you.
Because
once, Michelle, you witnessed this, and I will bring this story up all the time when somebody in the comments and I know it was a white boy that tried to debate with me about black men being the first cowboys. I'm not debating about
that. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he got really upset because I wasn't going to go back and forth with him. I'm not. I said what I said.
And you got too much access. You got too much access for information. You got Google. You got you can look it up yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. But I'm not going to debate with you on some facts that I know.
Thank you. Go Google it. But you know, sometimes looking up shit is too much work for people because folks just like to be lazy and they want you to tell everything. But it's just like if you like blue and I like red, I'm not going to get mad with you, bitch, because you like blue and you don't like red. It's so ignorant. It's really stupid. And, you know, I spoke about this earlier on my live when I made a comment about I think it's just ridiculous that black women are constantly twerking and just making all black women look bad when that is not the reputation of black women in America. Y'all, if y'all are overseas, we do not walk around shaking our ass all day. We do not walk around naked all day. And I'm very particular about who I make love to. That's why my legs are closed and crossed right now. And I advise a lot of women to do it. Sometimes you need to sit back and stop jumping into bed and get to know yourself. But this is not black women. And this is what makes me angry when black women say, oh, it don't matter. Who cares? It does matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, because it sends a signal. People all over the world are seeing this. And when you see this back to back, it makes everybody think, oh, well, you know, black women just sluts over there. Oh, they have no respect.
Right. Or they're very lusty. They're always...
They're very sexual.
Sexual, I see
why the police are trying to exterminate these.
Because see, let's just say if we go overseas and we happen to be going to the neck of the woods where their only impression of black people is all they do is twerk, shoot each other, you know, all the negative stereotypes about black people. Fighting,
throwing drinks on each other.
So I come to the dinner table and you automatically going to be disrespectful because you think I'm on a certain mental level, like I can come over here and twerk for your ass at any given time.
But that also shows ignorance on that person. Because if you were to be exposed to an African-American from America for the first time, and okay, this person seems cool, see what they're going to do. Don't sit there and expect the BS. I'm going to sit back. That's like if I get around someone that's always had, I've always heard negative about, and I say, okay, it's my first time being around such and such culture. Let me see.
I'm speaking for myself.
But I'm going to be myself and I'm going to treat them like I would treat anybody with respect.
Because trust me, we've been so brainwashed. I had to pick somebody up and it was like way in the backwoods. It was a trailer park. Red flag one.
God, I thought you were finna talk about Mookie.
No.
You said backwoods. I thought about Beaumont. My bad.
No, that had nothing to do with Beaumont. But I'm looking around, it's nothing but Caucasian trailer owners, and it happens to be a burger place in this one trailer park. And this is where I had to pick this person up from. Automatically in my mind, I'm going to get a redneck in the back of the seat of my car. That was my first thought.
It's just a broke cracker like a broke nigga.
But see, I'm programmed. If I see a person living a certain way or looking a certain way, it's easy for me to label and make assumptions. Man got in my car, coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
We kick back, we listen to some, I had Queen playing. You know I love me some Queen.
Oh, Queen Universal, baby.
Queen is Universal, baby. Queen got me a good ass tip, but we had a good conversation. He was complimenting my taste in music. I said, you know what? You got to stop being so goddamn ignorant, Michelle.
When I was younger, I thought that about bikers, and I assumed that all bikers were...
Right.
Those are cool motherfuckers.
Right. You've been like...
So I had to kind of... You know, same thing with, you know, because Memphis used to have an area like Midtown. It's like a bunch of grungy white people.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so you can't look at people or see what you see on TV, see what they're saying about them. You got to find out on your own.
But the reason we brought up the twerking and stuff because the Essence Festival came up. I know some of this stuff that we bring up is over. We were off last week, so we catching up. And Essence has basically changed their whole way of doing things. That used to be like the Auntie Festival, where women of a certain class was going, you know, to Essence Festival.
Now, let's just say black people of a certain class and mainly Gen X and up.
Right. So I had the chance to go to the Essence Festival one year. It was nice. But now they're bringing on stuff from younger demographics. They want to bring on Giselle Monáe, which is not really generation. It seems like she's in between. Then you had Meg Thee Stallion. Now, Meg Thee Stallion's trademark is twerking when it comes to her music career. She gets on stage, that's what she does. I don't have a problem if it was just her doing it, but you had a whole bunch of women from the audience got their skeptics on that stage.
You understand that Meg Thee Stallion keeps up with her body.
She's an entertainer.
She's an entertainer. So this bitch is squatting. She has a certain diet she follows to make sure that ass is twerk ready. When you pull randoms out the damn audience that ain't did a squat ever in their life eating pork chop sandwiches and Whataburger all day. And now you got this pork chop Whataburger up here twerking on stage. Next time, Meg, please hire some twerkers.
Like I said, I had no problem with her stage presence because that's what she does. But having a whole bunch of heifers on stage, but you can see the crack of their ass. I'm like, you know what? I'm expecting this from her because she's performing. I don't want to see these random hoes up here on stage.
So I blame Megan for calling them hoes up. The Megan knew better. Maybe Megan was like, I want y'all to see just how good my ass look with these regular ass. These are tired asses. I got workout cheeks. Let me tell you something. You know what? You do expect that from Meg. And I don't blame Meg Stallion. I blame Essence. There's not that many red carpets or award shows that we have that have class anymore. Essence was the only and final one.
Well,
now I'm hoping Tyler Perry, because I know them folks acting a fool in the audience messed it up. And they over there acting slutty right next to the guy, the preachers and the gospel.
The church community. They have a twerking next to the church community, girl.
And you can see the church man was a sinner like,
oh my God. Yes, she is educated too. So she got a whole, this is like I said, I think the randoms should have been left off the stage.
Yeah.
The Janelle Monae flashing a titty.
And see now, come on now. When we talk about the younger demographics, she not in there. She don't pull out this old titty. Didn't nobody want to see
Janelle
that?
Janelle Monae got a good physique. But I don't understand. Saying
she don't.
No, I'm not saying. I know that.
She too old to do this.
Yeah. And you know what I said?
She did this when she first came out.
Yeah, we were discussing that. She didn't came up out her damn shell, whatever it is. I mean, I've always known she's been a sexual being. But her sexual being now is on a whole nother level. What's going on, Tyra? I'm just like, girl, you.
I still say she too old to be out there with Meg Thee Stallion pulling out her titties with them young little rapper girls. Period. She too old. She should have been sitting her ass down over there with NDIRE. That's all I'm saying. And all I'm saying is, if Essence Award, if you want to find younger demographic, I understand because you say relevant. You couldn't find someone respectful.
Well,
you could, y'all name some folks that's young and seen. Because I don't keep up with.
But that's the thing. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head though. If that don't come out of our bracket, you know, that we listen to coming up. Yeah, I couldn't name half of these new heifers. I really couldn't.
Well, I'm talking, I know there's gotta be somebody that out there that sings or upcoming artist that ain't raunchy, that sings or raps. But y'all gonna go find the twerk queen. Y'all might as well. Don't call Cardi to join up there.
No, Cardi was already damn twerking at the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I thought that fucking building was about to collapse.
Man, fuck the Eiffel Tower. We're not gonna get started on
Jules said, let Monae, Janelle Monae's freak flag fly.
Yeah, but in private, your old ass. Hell, we all got a freak flag. Let it fly. But don't get on national TV all of a sudden want to flash your titty. You've been doing movies and music over 10 years. She's out of line. She's too old.
Well, look, on this, we're going to move on to the next one because, like I said, we didn't get a chance to talk about this right quick. Now, y'all know Keke Palmer was serenaded by Usher at his Vegas show. And of course, it's a big deal over this shit. Now, what do you see when you see this footage?
Serenade. Her enjoying an artist that she's probably always rocked to. Is this the one her baby daddy got mad about her outfit and shit?
Yes.
Look, that girl snapped back after that baby. Okay.
That's what I'm saying, girl. The baby put, you know, thickness in the right places for Keke. But Kiki's always been that girl. Always been that girl.
Ass is out, see. That she got a thong on. Now, if it had been like a bathing suit where it covered up the bottom cheek, maybe about that much cheek was out, it is a racy outfit. So we can't pick who we're going to talk about. Because, you know, last time we talked about an old girl, what's that girl, that the football player's wife, the light-skinned girl that went out with hardly nothing on?
Oh, Sierra.
Yeah. So we can't nitpick.
It's not about the public nitpicking, because see, that was more of a public stance.
Yeah.
Who's nitpicking? That was, it's her, the father of her child.
That well,
says something.
You know, it depends on his morals. Dude, if you laid down long enough to have a baby with her, you should have known that she would do something racy like this. I don't see the big deal of her hugging Usher. That's a performer.
I'm telling you.
Everybody loves Usher's music.
I'm telling you right now, it wasn't even about that damn outfit. It was not.
He did bring up the outfit, but he was jaded.
He was jaded. He said, you a mom, though. But see, before she became a mom.
She can't hug Usher because she can't hang out.
She can't, because that's practically a bathing suit with a sheer covering. That's all that shit was.
Her ass cheeks was all the way out. It was a thong. It was a
thong. Whatever it was, it's bathing suit.
My thing is, if you didn't put a ring on it, my nigga, if you're not trying to walk her down the aisle and say, I want you as my wife, you only good enough to have a baby with, has several seats.
That's what I'm saying, because see, he had the audacity. This is what I didn't like about how it went down. You call her out on social media instead of having a conversation behind closed doors.
Because she probably don't want to hear that shit.
But still, you're not supposed to call me out on social media. Now that we got a relationship and a child together, we didn't have sex and I didn't have a baby for you, you should have the damn common courtesy
to call.
Pull me to the side and say, hey, baby, what you're wearing is a little out there.
He did that knowing that she's a public figure.
But
everybody knows Kiki. She's been around. Kiki been around since she was. So this was his 15 minutes to try to embarrass her.
But not in public.
Michelle, this was his 15 minutes because he's petty. He's probably, like they said, insecure. He's probably also jealous. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors right now. She could be ignoring this nigga, but I feel like this as a woman, man, you can't say nothing if you ain't trying to put a ring on it.
That's just my point, because see, look, he can't, when everybody started coming for his ass, he started saying, well, you know, this was wrong for our generation, the man as head of household and family. Dude, she had a baby with you. She's not your wife. If you want to play that role, I should have had an engagement ring on my finger.
No, you know what? If you want to play that role, you should have been married before the baby came. Sit down.
That. And I'm telling you, he was jaded because Usher was singing to her and holding her close. That's all that shit was, I'm telling you.
And Kiki look good. I ain't finna hate on Kiki. She just had a
baby. Hell no, Kiki look good.
That back is real, okay? But I'm like, man, y'all gotta stop being in your feelings, because I see a lot of men do. They don't want to do the right thing, and they know you the one.
Yep.
They know you the one, whatever fear they have, whatever insecurities it is, either you work on yourself and come correct to that woman or sit your ass down.
That's what I'm saying. You can't sit up here and play this caveman mentality. It don't work that way.
Because I know one personally myself, but you know, we're not going to get into that.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the next topic, because see, I can't do this with your ass.
Here goes my baby.
Have y'all seen this picture that's been floating around about this big centerpiece of chocolate? It's like a chocolate man on a table. Let me show you what the fuck I'm talking about.
Not that. Oh, god damn. It's a whole nother one now.
This has got to be the same one that's been floating around the internet. I could not find any information.
That was screaming and it had a black and white man in blackface with that shit.
No, this is an actual chocolate, milk chocolate sculpture.
Whoever did that should have known what the hell they was finna do.
Do you understand?
And they chopped his head off first, I see.
Right, the head's chopped off, and there's other pictures floating around where people are just walking around this table just picking at this damn sculpture.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of what you call a picnic. When you pick a nigga, burn him for everybody to sit back and watch and enjoy while they snacked.
Yo, it's out of control, because...
Yeah, it's exactly what that is, Jules.
Right! That's what I'm like... Are you fantasizing on cannibalism or slavery or a combo? Yeah, it's a combo.
Because, you know, let me tell you something. A lot of folks, they don't bring up this damn history of how when white men didn't have enough food on the ship, on the slave ship, they was eating some of them black folks.
Yep.
They don't talk about this.
Yeah. But when I saw this, and like there's another picture floating around, I feel a certain way about this shit. I ain't gonna lie. You could have had white chocolate. You could have had marble chocolate. You could have had any other color of chocolate, but you don't want it brown.
They wanted them a chocolate Negro. So they could chop them up, it's disgusting. The head looked like it's already disconnected in the middle. And then the shameful position of his ass in the air.
Right.
It reminds me of Breaking the Buck.
And look how they got his feet. His feet, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because what I saw from the first picture angle, I'm like, is this a real person on the table? Or what are we doing? But I was able to find out it's at least a milk chocolate sculpture. I don't know what the event was, but them people...
It was a cracker event. I see nothing but crackers there.
That's all that was at this event. Was
the
white
one right there in blue, look, her name. Is that Jenny? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Shut your ass up, my kid.
Should have been like, turn him over. This is white people fantasy and fetish, you know, slaves. They can slaughter them again and get away with it. You know, they got a law that they put to protect white women because of the jealousy of some of the black female slaves that their husbands were sleeping with.
Oh, shit.
So they made a law where if you happened to die during correction, it was okay. And I know this is for real. I know y'all, I was being petty.
Yeah, you know, that's what I can't even, what you just said just went over my head because I'm still laughing at what you just did. So
I was talking about the law that they made for white women because white women were very either angry with the biracial children of their husbands having and the lovers of the black slaves that they had on the plantation. So they called it correcting a slave. And if you happen to die, Princess Damn, you like it.
Yo.
But if they happen to die in the middle of correction, if they happen to die in the middle of this white woman correcting you, it was okay. And this is also the reason why they made the law of African Americans being fifth human, not full human, because you couldn't go to jail for murder because we wasn't human. Y'all motherfuckers look focused, goddammit. I said that shit about 3 minutes ago. Let's move on.
You can't walk away from that shit. That shit was too damn funny.
I don't give a damn.
Your history lesson is falling on deaf ears right now because everybody's throwing that shit to the
side. I think other people are hearing me. I think it's your ass. You heard every damn thing I said while your shirt and your hair matching, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, at least it's coordinated. Who is Linda? Because Linda is saying some stuff, and I'm trying to understand exactly where Linda's coming from. She didn't holler about divorce. If they had better pee, maybe they wouldn't have cheated. I have no idea.
But, you know, I really think, Linda, it really wasn't even just about cheating. It was just white man having a playground of pussy that they did not have to have permission for. And white women were not allowed to have that same playground with chocolate sauce. They wasn't. This is why you have this dilemma with white women going crazy trying to get them a Mandinka and Mandinka trying to get a white woman because they were both told no. But white man was like, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to play with all these brown titties and I'll deal with your pink.
Let's get to the next story right quick. Health professionals are now urged to call vaginas bonus holes. So now, they won't offend trans vaginas. Patients.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, please say that.
I'm saying that. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, if it makes the trans feel better and they went through all that surgery, hell, you can call me pussy too.
But my thing about it is, as a woman, do you feel if you went for your yearly checkup and you had to do a pap smear and they say, okay, look, we're going to check your bonus hole.
Well, they wouldn't say that to me because I'm not trans. They're only saying this to trans, not actual women with the actual hole that we're born with.
But I'm just saying, don't you? And I'm just speaking like I have no problem with the trans community. What I do have a problem with is that it's harder to be a woman nowadays because everything that we do, we say our bodies is challenged. And
now,
I think...
the Karen trans do. But I don't believe that this, the bonus hole is for women that were born women. I think this is only for transgenders that's had and went through a sex change. So if someone that's transgender and went through a sex change and they go get it checked up, it's to be called their bonus hole. And it is a bonus because they just got it. They just had a booty hole. Now they got an extra hole. So, I mean, it is a bonus. I would call it a bonus hole.
What I'm saying is that we're doing too damn much when it comes to, you know, knocking down our natural womanhood. That's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying to you, this is not for women like you, me, Jules and Grant. It's not for us.
Okay, well, what if they extended to that point? Where if we filled out paperwork, that's what I'm talking about. So we filled out our paperwork, and they have a checkbox. They don't have vagina on the paperwork anymore. They got bonus hole.
Then I'm a write in pussy. Or maybe I'll draw a cat. I won't check it.
I'm just saying.
For women, a bonus hole, I'm going to be like, no, my booty hole's a virgin and it's going to stay a virgin until I die. Do we have a confusion? Why are you talking about my butthole? Me and the doctor will have this conversation.
But if it was generally labeled that way, where we couldn't even use the medical term vagina anymore, whenever it comes to the woman's anatomy or that portion of the body, that's a bonus hole.
Jules said they can kiss her bonus hole.
That's right, Jules. Look, I'm just saying, I'm getting tired of women's shit getting knocked around. We already got a hard enough time of our own fucking government.
Well, I mean, I don't believe that this case right now, it hasn't. Now, the Aretha Franklin, you know, coming from natural woman, you make me feel like a natural woman. When you get a real man that not only lays it down, but loves you good, respects you, yeah, I'm going to start singing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. That's all that song meant. And that kind of shit pisses me off. Or trying to take the label of being a woman off the tampons because shit don't nobody else believe that I know of. You know, it's things like that bother me. Now, like I said earlier, the bonus hole is only for transgenders now. But it will be a problem if they try to trickle that down to the natural coochie.
Okay. How do you feel about Miss Universe being rewarded to a trans woman? Okay.
I'm tired of women being pushed to the side.
That's what I'm saying.
You were talking about a goddamn bonus hole, and that don't matter on us women right now. But shit like this is a problem. Just like when Caitlyn Jenner, whatever that nigga name is, won Woman of the Year, and he was only a woman for 2 months. And like I said, and I'll say it again, you'll never see a trans woman winning Man of the Year or GQ or the sexiest man on earth. You'll never see, because men won't allow it. I think men are allowing this because it's another way to shit on women. Not only we're going to take your rights from you guys and take y'all back to the goddamn 1920s. In a minute, we ain't going to be able to vote. Okay? They're taking us all the way back, and now they're pushing men that are transgender in our faces and taking our places. But I feel like, you know, if y'all love them that much shit, go to bed with them. Fuck you. Get that bonus hole in your life.
Okay. Granny. Exactly. That's why that shit's scary. Very scary.
The surgery is serious now. That a lot of these trans be looking better than some bitches.
You good on your break?
Yeah, you know, we need to take a pee-pee sometimes. You know, shit, don't be fucking up my bladder. Don't be fucking up my bonus hole.
I don't want to deal with your bonus hole whatsoever. All right, look. Also on the news, remember that dude, Larry Nassar? He was convicted for molesting all these star athletes, and now he's serving time. Yo, they just snatched this Negro up like 2 times.
Yeah, they're trying to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He been stabbed, beat up. Won't somebody play with his bonus hole?
But you don't say bonus hole one more goddamn time.
I'm just saying, because that's a bonus hole. It's a booty hole.
What are they going to do with him? He been attacked twice.
Michelle. Do you really want to?
Never mind. I don't want your answer. You're right.
Anybody with common sense ought to know, when you go to prison for harassing children, and not just regular children, because regular children get you fucked up, but Olympic children that stand for the great.
You're froze.
It's gonna happen. And it's been doing that on your end. And anyway, I was reading the comment. I'm like, so there's no safety, and they're going to constantly either keep moving him or they're going to find him dead. I hate to say this, because somebody is going to succeed soon.
He seems like he's an aim target. Like they want to keep going, you know, back to make sure the job gets done one way or another.
You know what? If they want to make sure he's safe, they need to send him to a Russian prison or something. You know, our component.
You know what? I'm not doing this with you. Now, you know how expensive it is to get married for people who choose to have big weddings? And one of the major expenses is catering. people want to always make sure everybody can eat good and all this other shit. You know, plates cost like $200 a piece, right?
Yeah, that's why you go to the Justice of Peace. Jules, I have no idea, but yeah, the comment, I don't give a fuck.
Look, McDonald's is now offering catering for your wedding. You can have Mickey D's serve up your whole wedding party for, I think, under $300. Come on, Michael, you don't want some McNuggets and some Big Macs at your
I mean, if you're on a budget, but to be honest with you, I really think the Justice of Peace, you just take a close friend, relative, y'all just go get married and just have a nice after party. It shouldn't be all of it. You know, that's
but just, I'm just saying, what do you think for people who choose to have a wedding and they have McDonald's cater the wedding?
It ain't my wedding. I don't give a damn. And I'm bringing another plate. Now, I can see Mookie doing this. I can see Mookie doing this if it was Whataburger.
Now, you know what I was about to say? If Whataburger was around when Mookie was about to get married, they would have been catering his wedding, for sure.
But you never know, because some people like to renew their vows at the time. I can see Mookie doing that.
You know what? He could have a whole ceremony Whataburger theme.
Don't put it past Mookie to have a Whataburger birthday.
That too. So we got to find a special occasion in Mookie's life to go ahead and get his Whataburger catering on. We're talking about giving me another one.
Where is Mookie? I see his little...
You know, Mookie come and go out the damn live. Mookie, he'll be here for a hot second.
I'm going to talk about Mookie's high yellow cutlet ass next time he go live. Because, see, we don't do this in his live. We come in and participate. I don't come in and out. And I'm also going to cut Steve Brown ass out. Anybody see him on IG? You tell that little high-pitched motherfucking Q-Dog, I got him. That a nigga is right there. Yes. What a burger cutlets.
He said it's a great idea. So next occasion
I can see you having a Whataburger birthday.
Yeah, birthday, renewal of the vows. I don't know how his wife feel about that, but you know, that's his household.
He need to save it for his birthday. Do not do that shit to renew no vows, because your wife is going to kick your ass and we're going to see bruises all, because you know you real yellow. So you're not going to be able to hide them bruises. Don't do that, Mookie. I'm just saying. But, you know, I say each their own. If whatever you want to do at your wedding is your wedding.
It's your wedding. You do you, Mookie. Okay? But you know we got to harass you, Mookie. It ain't no fun if we can't harass you. I'm just saying,
because, you know, if I got to eat McDonald's, I better have a Big Mac.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They could get all the McDonald's that you want during the wedding.
I don't need a whole lot.
It's all good, though, Rocky. But look. Did you know they finally have resolved Aretha Franklin's last will and testament? They found it in her couch.
In her top what shelf?
In her couch. It was a handwritten note because the family had been going crazy over the estate, and they finally got some paperwork to validate who gets what. So they found a handwritten note that has been validated for it to be an official will acknowledgement.
It was actually her handwriting.
Now,
see, this is how you know Aretha was hid in your couch. You had not one trustworthy relative to tell where to go find this at. That's bad.
I said, wait a minute. How? I mean, because, like I said, if you suddenly are taken, I understand that paperwork usually gets put in advance. But at the same time, this was like on paper, like, you know, like a notepad. And
you know, I think I'm gonna do mine a video and save it in my.
Oh, no, no, no.
And it's gonna be labeled, "Look here, niggers." And I'm gonna say, "Fuck yeah, Kevin, get it all."
All right, we got some footage to show you all. Okay. Now, we showed you guys footage from Jocelyn Hernandez, who got into a big fight after the Mayweather versus Gotti fight. And she got into a fight with our reality star, Big Lex. Now we got new footage that hit the streets. This new footage is showing her in her dressing room. Why the hell are you doing that? Anyway, now we got footage of her going at it in her dressing room with the police. Now I'm going to let y'all watch it, and we'll, of course, come back.
Because I ain't seen.
Okay, well, here we go.
Why are you Why even?
No one's gonna touch you.
Shut up, bitch. Oh, you shut up, bitch.
Watch.
You should come on.
Get back.
You fucking ass bitches. You gay bitches. If you kill me, you all gonna die.
Nobody wants to hurt you.
If you kill me, you're going down.
Nobody wants to hurt you. I'm not a. You're going down first.
All my motherfucking
friends. Get her up.
They save your mother, bitch. They got you.
Well, Jocelyn back at it. I mean, the popo don't stand a damn chance.
Your ass crazy, you bitches, you gay bitches.
But she mainly was going for the white officers. You know, she kept specifying race when she was insulting them. You white fuckers don't touch me and shit of that
nature.
Well,
I mean, I can understand because the white police got a bad rep of fucking up black women and men in black cheering. But, yeah, they weren't going to take you to jail until you start attacking them, though.
Right, because I'm sure they came to her dressing room after that situation happened.
Of course,
with Big Lex.
She hit her ass.
She was not going to jail until she started hitting everybody. So once she started hitting everybody, they're like, okay, now you're going to jail.
Yo, Jules, you stupid. And I do believe she put a Spanish root on their ass.
I was about to say she did put a root on their ass.
Because that bitch's Spanish accent got deeper. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better leave black and Spanish women. Because we will put some roots on them. Take your drawers and bury them in the backyard in the shoebox. Jocelyn, she could have trauma. And a lot of black and Spanish people have trauma when it comes to white officers.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
How many of you don't know a person that's been murdered by a white officer? I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So I had a friend that was murdered at 6, Philip Pernaz, Teaneck, New Jersey, playing basketball after hours. So I can't just say Jocelyn crazy. She could have a loved one or someone that could have been murdered. So, I mean, white officers is not safe around black folks like that because we don't trust you.
But if you remember the beginning of the footage, she was standing on one side of the room. They start talking to her. And then that's when she started cursing. And then she lunged toward them.
No, so, I thought you were crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. So we can say it's trauma, but at the same time, they weren't near you. They weren't nowhere near you until you started going.
I think Jocelyn was already pumped up from fighting. Because the way she beat that girl ass, it's going to take at least an hour or two for her to calm down.
Right.
She was going to need a blunt and Mr. Bubbles. And I think they really should have let her have Mr. Bubbles and a blunt, then talk to her. Probably would have went different. But she was hyped.
A blunt and Mr. Bubbles?
Hey, y'all remember Mr. Bubbles? God damn it, Cal gonna take me away.
Your ass is stupid.
That they should have been able to have a moment. And you know what? That should be, if you know she's already in the room, she's not going nowhere, y'all make sure she don't go nowhere. We're gonna give that bitch 30 minutes to calm down.
But I'm just saying, Rocky, besides you throwing everybody off of these goddamn one-liners, Mr. Bubbles and the blunt.
Yeah, Mr. Bubbles was a shit.
That package sounds very intriguing right now for me, my damn self, okay?
Mr. Bubbles, girl, some Calgon.
Do you understand what Mr. Bubbles did for people back in the day?
And Calgon.
Calgon?
Calgon, take me away.
Yes, let me soak and smoke one. I'm good. But girl. I don't know. Like I said, she was released soon afterwards. But I'm sure they're going to have charges on her ass later on.
She ain't hit nobody. She just act like, ah.
She was hitting them officers, girl. She lunged from one of them.
Lunging and hitting is two different. Did the bitch land? That's all that matters. If she didn't land, set Jocelyn free.
Okay. T.I. is set up to make a televised stand-up comedy. Now, you know...
How do I tell my camera?
This is why I don't like... Everybody knows Tyler Perry recently got BET. So Kevin Hart and Mike Epps are going to relaunch was a Comic View, which used to be a very popular show on BET back in the day.
Okay.
But my thing about it is, and I know I'm going to get dogged for saying this shit, but I'm like, I don't consider T.I. a real comedian.
Okay. Let me say this. A lot of people start comedy and start, okay? Maybe T.I. wants to try. Maybe, you know, he wants to, they're giving him a chance.
I think they're giving him a chance because of his name.
His name and his money. Okay? And that's a good reason to give a motherfucker a chance.
But what if it flops? Because, you know,
if he flops, you know what happens if he flops? The internet will be lit of all kind of T.I. jokes. So they win regardless.
Oh, I've never heard his comedy either, but I'm just saying, you know, I would have thought they were talking.
You can have whatever you like. Yeah, y'all niggas know who T.I. is. Don't act like you don't know who T.I. is. He's not a comedian. This is something he's been trying to do for what, the past 2 years. Like 2 years.
Yeah, I've heard that too, Granny. That T.I. is not funny. I haven't seen his comedy set myself, but I have heard.
We know we both want so we can come back on this goddamn show.
But I'm just saying, I've never heard his set before, but I haven't heard any good things about it either. So we'll see, because Mookie said they filmed last weekend. So we'll see how this goes.
Look, you know what? I'm going to be laughing because if it's not for me, laughing because it flopped. Because I'm like, dude, you do good in rapping.
Right, right.
Sometimes if it ain't making it, let it go.
Well, I'm just hoping they get all the juice out this horse because, like I said, I think the only reason they put him in the main spotlight because of who he is. He does have a big following behind his career as a rapper. Not so much as a comedian, but it's still an audience. So we'll see.
Is Nunu going to be there? Not Nunu.
Nunu.
New.
Everything you wear is new. So good news. Yo, there was a sighting of Jamie Foxx, and it seems like he is really, this is the last thing. Matter of fact, when they took this picture of him, they saw him on a boat, but in this particular picture, he found a woman's purse and personally returned it to her.
Oh.
And he was getting back in the car. He looks healthy. I'm sure he's still going through rehab, but just to see him out and about, I'm a stat.
That's right. Illuminati tried to get him, goddamn. Let's do the conspiracy. They tried to get Jamie. You leave Jamie Foxx the fuck alone. I'm a blame it on alcohol.
I mean, he's already working on some projects, you know, while he's recovering. So once I get confirmation on the projects that he's got coming up, I'm looking forward to him getting back out there. But I also want him to take his time because I don't know what, because nobody is saying.
I need you, your eyeglasses.
Hey, look, Jamie's attractive to some people. I'm just saying, not be your flip.
Jamie, I see Wanda.
Thank you, Quan. But that's because he's a comedian, Rocky, and Granny, you got that damn Wanda face down for real.
Granny, I got you. What's wrong with you? You need a ladder?
Why do you have that face down, Pat? Because you look just like this shit. Rocky,
with eyes ready to go. I love Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
As a comedian, I just don't find. I mean, he's just not my type. Let me just say that. He does not have a dad bod.
You like cutlets.
No, not them cutlets.
Not movies cutlets, but cutlets in general.
I like my man a little thick, tall. Jamie look like he little.
Well, Rocky, that's just not your flavor.
He's sexy, funny. Well, I hope he make you laugh and come at the same time. Somebody said they did not look like him on that boat.
Yeah, because a lot of folks were saying they were questioning that boat footage. Is it old footage? Was that really him? I think nobody really knows. But that car footage, that's him. So I'm glad to see him out and about. Hopefully he's taking his time recuperating.
He got a double.
Hey, I would settle for that too, because if I was Jamie Foxx, let me tell you something. If I ever got to the point of fame of Jamie Foxx, y'all would never see me again in public. And I'm not saying that to be stuck. I'm saying that because when you get to a certain level of fame, you're going to always have people in your face. You're going to always have people filming you, taping you, watching you. It's too much.
Now, Precious Pearl said they got him working on a Luther Vandross story.
That's it, Pearl. No, she's right. He is set to do that project on Luther Vandross. I just couldn't think of what it was. Thank you, Pearl.
He gonna have to with glory. He gonna have to show that the bonus hole.
We're not gonna discuss no more bonus holes. I don't want to hear bonus hole from you for the rest of this damn show. You understand me? We good on that. Yes, I'm not sure what kind of boat it was, but you know what? I'm tired of. I'm tired of when you Google some of our black leaders speaking of Luther Vandross. Why did Google have this up saying that the picture of Master P right here on the left hand side? They got, you see what they got listed as? They got listed as a picture of Luther Vandross.
Master P don't look shit like no Luther, and Luther don't look shit like Master P. White people, we don't all look alike. They are a different skin tone, different body shape. Master P got more lips than, you know what, I'm done. This is
Google search, and it was trending on Twitter on how they said that they got this pinned up as Luther Vandross. It's actually Master P.
Nah, nah, nah.
Can you see Luther dropping them nana nas?
Never too much. No. That's some racist book right there.
But you know, they only do that shit with black entertainers. You notice that? They now, always.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I be thinking half them white actors are the same people. I'm like, ain't that bitch from So Michelle? Be like, nah, Rocky, that's so and so.
That's really not her. Rocky be like, ain't that the white? No, that's not her.
Because majority of them white girls be looking alike. It has to be one of like the white girl that did oh my god, that Lucy movie, and she was also in that movie that you like with Chris Tucker. Oh my god, what's the name?
But Silver Lining?
Yes. She has an distinguished look.
And that's still not the same white girl you're talking about. See, even right now you get your white girls confused.
Wait a minute, the white girl that did the Lucy movie?
That's not her, Rocky.
Well, them two bitches look like they buy right. They got some bitches. God damn. You see, I see what I'm telling y'all? You niggas look alike too.
Why you be killing me with this shit?
You know another white girl I get confused a lot? Beautiful, yes. White girl. That country singer. And there's another female actress that be out there. The one that did that Double Jeopardy.
Oh, was that Ashley? Oh my God, I forgot her last
name. I confused her with that other white girl. Because one is a singer, her and her mom and her sisters, she started acting.
The judge. That's it.
I be confusing them two white bitches.
They gonna wear name tags for your ass, Rocky, okay?
That part, bitch, just like Master P and Luther do. Yeah. Damn, y'all.
That shit was funny, like, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Even though it was a mistake, but it proved my point. Y'all look alike, too. Kevin and white girls don't favor Michelle.
I'm not gonna say nothing else.
Okay, but look. She did play in that fire movie though. Where her little dress would turn fire. You know them motherfuckers was hunting their ass in the woods.
Hunting Games. That is the correct movie. Okay. Yes, the same young lady that was in Silver Linings,
yes, was in the lead character
and Hunting Games. You are so right.
Okay. She reminded me of that bitch that played in that Lucy
movie. Are you done? Have you matched all your white girls? So
hell
are
nah,
you...
I'm confused. Fuck them.
Look, Rocky. No, that's gonna do it, okay? Because you have really lost your damn mind. I'm still on the damn.
I'm not lost my mind as your girl Jocelyn.
I'm still laughing at the turn him over joke with the chocolate sculpture. That shit right there still got my ass in tears.
Well, why you ranting on over?
Because this shit was funny. Hold on, I gotta bring that picture back up. Rocky,
Jim, I tell y'all if you zoom in, the bitch in the blue right there. Look at that bitch got a mustache. Is that a nigga? My glasses. Oh, I could do it here.
Rocky.
It is a man. I could play that bitch too.
Oh my God. There's the one in the blue dress.
I thought that was Jen.
Rocky. I'm going to take this shit down because you know what? I should have known you would have jumped right back on the damn horse and rolled with the punches.
Now, Jocelyn did act the fuck up. Jocelyn. I don't know. Jocelyn got some trauma. I do remember them going back with her past about, you know, things she went. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Jocelyn, she didn't have no easy come up. I tell you that that much. So a lot of shit fucked up happened to her when she was younger. I don't know all the details, but hey, when you got trauma and you don't get the help that you need, that's what. See what I'm saying, Princess? Rock his ass.
What?
Oh, yeah. You know what the hell you did, Heffa?
What did I
do? Well, look, we're about to wrap the show up. Rocky, do you have any closing remarks?
You ask me this all the time, and all I say is deuces.
Well, look, I do want to at least play our new drop from Godfrey.
Oh, shit. I just cheers the mic.
See, I'm going to have to play it again. Don't fuck with that microphone. I told you about fuck with that microphone and whoop your ass. You understand me? We got a drop from the great Godfrey. Did you hear, though?
I ain't hear shit.
Well, it ain't working yet. Fuck it.
I heard silence. Get your equipment right, bitch.
Man, oh, Lord Jesus. Look, y'all, we about to wrap this shit up. We will be back next week. Lord knows what shenanigans Rocky will bring to the table again next week. So we appreciate y'all for coming in. Thank you guys for tuning in, sharing, subscribing, liking. And I'm not going to ask you for your closing remarks, Hooker. We'll just see y'all next week.
Damn you. Ooh, I almost
said it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Help me.
Deuces, y'all. What's the attitude on the face for? What's all that for? Nothing to say, Rochelle.
How you there?
Yeah. How's you? Well, you look nice. So I see why we had to wait a moment for her punk ass to get up in here. She had to get all her shit together.
Crack. Hey, y'all doing?
How was your week, Hoochie?
Blessed.
You don't seem too enthusiastic about discussing anything right now.
Now, I heard you talking shit in the background. I got my waist beads around my neck today.
Oh, that's from spiritual, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was a custom-made hoochie. Yeah, she got some good symbols on there, so that's a good thing. You need all this. Yes, Mookie, it is hot in Texas. The fish are cooking in the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, it is.
Yes, Michelle's coochie is cooking.
Why, you know, well, for some reason, I had a feeling you was going to go there. So,
well, I mean,
thank you.
You know me. You said something. What do you want me to do?
You know, I'm so sick and tired of you. Besides your week, I yesterday had the pleasure of speaking with an old friend of mine. This friend I hadn't spoken to in years. I mean, he is an old friend of mine, Rocky. Come on now. He and I started radio together.
I know.
And I hadn't heard from him in years. It was just good to catch up with him. His name is Jeff Lee. If you guys are in Memphis, look him up. He does a local radio show there. And it's just sometimes it's good to catch up with people. Sometimes.
It's good to catch up with niggas. You right.
Like, I don't know what's going on with this negativity tonight. What's up, Princess? What's up, Imperial?
I'm not negative tonight. I'm talking about the person you're talking about. It's good to get catch up.
What? You don't like Jeff Rocky? You have been a little, I will admit, you have been on the fence about Jeff for years, so I can't, this shouldn't be a shocker to me.
You know, Jeff has one of those nigga mouths. And I've told him this to his face.
Yes, you have.
You've got strong niggardism. And when I talk to him, sometimes you can get a nigga overload.
But look, when I worked with Jeff, I met him through an internship at a radio station I had back in Memphis. It was WHRK. That was one of the popping stations.
You froze for a minute like this.
I was doing a pose of your ass.
Bitch, that was your fucking end. That was a matrix in your dick sucking glitch.
Ooh, a dick matrix.
Yes, your dick matrix.
Anyhow. Anyhow, I had an internship. We worked together for years. So Jeff has always been cool with me, but I do know he does have a mouth. I do know that. So I'm aware of that.
And you know, I have very low tolerance for niggardism. My tolerance for niggardism, but it really don't, I don't have a tolerance.
You don't. I was about to say, where'd you see some tolerance at? Because that never happened with you. Anyway, look, we peeped something on these social media streets recently. And we noticed that people, like we said, you call it toxic bonding or trauma bonding.
Yeah.
When people have something, you know, in common and they bond over it.
Well, I mean, this toxic bonding, I've always said, because people like go to lives. Like if you got a miserable man, he go to a miserable man's live that's talking trash about women. But then you got this other bond that I've been noticing. And I call it, you know, it's another form of trauma bonding, but it's, I call it toxic bonding, what you're talking about.
Right, right.
Because when you have two people that don't like each other, they never talk to each other, they talked about each other's back, behind each other's back for all this time, and then they realize they have one thing in common. Girl, we both hate Mookie. So since we both hate Mookie, and I never like a you.
I never like a you, but I like you.
Don't like a him. We could be friends, so we could bond over
yes.
the of chicken cutlets.
You know what? That's sad because you do see people who don't deal with each other, but once they have a common interest, and like you said, it's usually by somebody they don't like, the same individual. Then they're like, oh, well, let's be friends because I don't like them and you don't like them. But doesn't this seem like that's going to backfire? Because how long is that hatred for that one person going to last to keep y'all friends? You know what I mean?
You know, the sad thing is when you know both persons separately.
Right.
And you got one person that's very, you know, I'm not going to get too much into details, but you know, like oil and water.
Right, right.
And I really feel like once this person does not do what they're looking for them to do, on this, I hate the same person. I feel like if this person's not talked about or brought up enough, okay, what are you here for?
Right, why are you here?
That's the main reason why I got you here. And you're not doing it, bitch. I mean, really, what are we doing here? And then knowing how this person is about their culture and knowing how this other person is about being down.
Right, right.
And I know it's going to be a clash.
Oh, it's going to be a clash.
Clash of motherfucking Titans.
Like I said, I will be on the sideline of my popcorn. As long as they got nothing to do with us, I'm good.
Look, y'all, I'm just ready for them. When the Kraken gets released, bitch, I'm going to be right there.
Release the Kraken.
Release the nigga Kraken.
But I've seen it.
And popcorn over here.
But you know, we've had a similar situation where it would just be people who don't know us, but they hear something about us and they just go with that impression without finding out for themselves. And they just go on the bandwagon. And that's all these people have in common is common hatred for people. And I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
I'm not going to bond with somebody I know I don't like because we don't like the same person. Ooh. I'll probably be thinking in my mind, oh, they done fucked up again. And keep it moving. But I'm not going to be friendly. You know, like I said, I was just using Mookie as an example because Mookie know damn well the heifers love cutlets.
We love cutlets.
And we love chicken, fried, baked, boiled, fricassee, whatever. We love cutlets. But that's like a me and Granny scenario. And me and Granny never got along.
Right.
And all of a sudden, one of us is good friends with Jules. And Jules pisses that other friend off. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I hate that bitch, too. Come on over here so we can talk about her. Let's get together and hate Jules. To me, that is like the most ignorantest.
It is.
Low-level, low-spirited shit.
But do you know I read an article on that particular situation? And sometimes it actually bonds good friendship. Unfortunately.
Not this time.
I'm just saying, I guess it depends on the person that you're really entertaining, but at the same time, it actually can form a bond for a good friendship.
Yeah, well, you know, I would think so, because both y'all are the same. Full of shit. Low level, y'all share the same demons, so I could say, yeah, it probably would work out. But in some scenarios, I don't think it always works out, because sometimes there's nothing in common besides this hatred. So right. If there's nothing else in common besides this hatred, or this person has you around for a certain amount of time for you to do what they want you to do, and you don't do it.
Hey, but that's the way I was. Yeah, that's the way I was thinking. I was like, man, that cannot last, because once that pettiness surpasses, there's nothing else to fall back on as far as a friendship. Yeah. So I don't see what the point of bonding in the first place is. Y'all can go in passing. Oh, you still think that bitch has
landed too? I've never understood people that did this. I mean, if I don't like you, trust me, I will never like you.
There you go.
There's a reason why I don't like you, and it's probably something about your energy, something about, and even if I did like you at one time and we fall out, and it really depends, because normally, you know, once you cross me, lie on me, try to drag me, there's no coming back.
Yeah, none. I got you.
So I don't understand it. You know, God bless him. I give no fucks. What's the next subject?
Another thing that I've noticed in our society, people don't like it when you think for yourself.
Yeah.
It's sad that you can't have your own opinion. And look, I can agree to disagree with you. Like, we may have something on the table. We just going back and forth. I'm like, look, it's all good. That's what you want to roll with. That's what I'm going to roll with.
For one, I'm not going to have a debate with your ass. Like, yeah. Because once, Michelle, you witnessed this, and I will bring this story up all the time when somebody in the comments tried to, and I know it was a white boy that tried to debate with me about black men being the first cowboys. I'm not debating about
that. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he got really upset because I wasn't going to go back and forth with him. I'm not. I said what I said.
And you got too much access. You got too much access for information. You got Google. You can look it up yourself. You don't have to take my word for it, but I'm not going to debate with you on some facts that I know.
Thank you. Go Google it. But you know, sometimes looking up shit is too much work for people, because folks just like to be lazy and they want you to tell everything. But it's just like, if you like blue and I like red, I'm not going to get mad with you, bitch, because you like blue and you don't like red. It's so ignorant. It's really stupid. And you know, I spoke about this earlier on my live when I made a comment about, I think it's just ridiculous that black women are constantly twerking and just making all black women look bad, when that is not the reputation of black women in America. Y'all, if y'all are overseas, we do not walk around shaking our ass all day. We do not walk around naked all day. And I'm very particular about who I make love to. That's why my legs are closed and crossed right now. And I advise a lot of women to do it. Sometimes you need to sit back and stop jumping into bed and get to know yourself. But this is not black women. And this is what makes me angry when black women say, oh, it don't matter. Who cares? It does matter.
It does matter.
Yeah, because it sends a signal. People all over the world are seeing this. And when you see this back to back, it makes everybody think, oh, well, you know, black women just sluts over there in America. Oh, they have no respect.
Right. Or they're very lusty. They're always...
They're very sexual.
Sexual, yeah.
See why the police are trying to exterminate these niggers.
Because see, let's just say if we go overseas and we happen to be going to the neck of the woods where their only impression of black people is all they do is twerk, shoot each other, you know, all the negative stereotypes about black people. Fighting,
throwing drinks on each other.
So I come to the dinner table and you automatically going to be disrespectful because you think I'm on a certain mental level, like I can come over here and twerk for your ass at any given time.
But that also shows ignorance on that person. Because if you were to be exposed to an African-American from America for the first time, and okay, this person seems cool, see what they're going to do. Don't sit there and expect the BS. I'm going to sit back. That's like if I get around someone that's always had, I've always heard negative about, and I say, okay, it's my first time being around such and such culture. Let me see.
I'm speaking for myself.
But I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to treat them like I would treat anybody with respect to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, because trust me, we've been so brainwashed I had to pick somebody up, and it was like way in the backwoods. It was a trailer park. Red flag one.
God, I thought you were finna talk about Mookie.
No.
You said backwoods. I thought about Beaumont. My bad.
No, that had nothing to do with Beaumont. But I'm looking around. It's nothing about Caucasian trailer owners, and it happens to be a burger place in this one trailer park. And this is where I had to pick this person up from. Automatically in my mind, I'm going to get a redneck in the back of the seat of my car. That was my first thought.
It's just a broke cracker like a broke nigga.
But see, I'm programmed. If I see a person living a certain way or looking a certain way, it's easy for me to label and make assumptions.
Yeah.
Man got in my car, coolest dude ever.
Yeah.
We kick back. We listen to some, I had Queen playing. You know, I love me some Queen.
Oh, Queen Universal, baby.
Queen is Universal, baby. Queen got me a good ass tip, but we had a good conversation. He was complimenting my taste in music. I said, you know what? You got to stop being so goddamn ignorant, Michelle.
When I was younger, I thought that about bikers. And I assumed that all bikers were either, you know, racist, you know, the ones with the beard.
Right.
Those are some cool motherfuckers.
Right. You've been like,
so I had to kind of, you know, same thing with, you know, because Memphis used to have an area like Midtown, it's like a bunch of grungy white people.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so you can't look at people or see what you see on TV or see what they're saying about them. You got to find out on your own.
But the reason we brought up the twerking and stuff, because the Essence Festival came up. I know some of this stuff that we bring up is old, but we were off last week, so we catching up. And Essence has basically changed their whole way of doing things. That used to be like the Auntie Festival, where women of a certain class was going, you know, to Essence Festival.
Now, let's just say black people of a certain class and mainly Gen X and up.
Right. So I had the chance to go to the Essence Festival one year. It was nice. But now they're bringing on stuff from younger demographics. They want to bring on Janelle Monáe, which is not really generation. She's like in between. Then you had Megan Thee Stallion. Now, Megan Thee Stallion's trademark is twerking when it comes to her music career. She gets on stage. That's what she does. I don't have a problem if it was just her doing it. But you had a whole bunch of women from the audience. Got their stepdads on that stage.
You understand that Meg Thee Stallion keeps up with her body.
She's an entertainer.
She's an entertainer. So this bitch is squatting. She has a certain diet she follows to make sure that ass is twerk ready. When you pull randoms out the damn audience that ain't did a squat ever in their life, eating pork chop sandwiches and Whataburger all day. And now you got this pork chop Whataburger up here twerking on stage. Next time, Meg, please hire some twerkers.
Like I said, I had no problem with her stage presence because that's what she does. But having a whole bunch of heifers on stage, but you can see the crack of their ass. I'm like, you know what? I'm expecting this from her because she's performing. I don't want to see these random hoes up here on stage.
So I blame Megan for calling them hoes up. Megan knew better. Maybe Megan was like, I want y'all to see just how good my ass look with these regular asses. These are tired asses. I got workout cheeks. Let me tell you something. I, you know what? You do expect that from Meg. And I don't blame Meg Thee Stallion. I blame Essence for doing it. There's not that many red carpets or award shows that we have that have class anymore. Essence was the only and final one.
Well,
now I'm hoping Tyler Perry, because I know them folks acting a fool in the audience messed it up, and they over there acting slutty right next to the guy, the preachers and the gospel.
The church community. They have a twerking next to the church community, girl.
And you can see church members are sitting there like,
oh my God. Yes, she is educated too. So she got a whole, this is like I said, I think the randoms should have been left off the stage.
Yeah.
The Janelle Monáe flashing a titty.
And see now, come on now. When we talk to the younger demographics, right, she not in there. She don't pull out this old titty. Didn't nobody want to see
Janelle
that.
Janelle Monáe got a good physique. But I don't understand. I know that.
She too old to do this.
Yeah, and you know what I said?
Did this when she first came out.
Yeah, we were discussing that. She didn't came up out her damn shell, whatever it is. I mean, I've always known she's been a sexual being, but her sexual being now is on a whole nother level. What's going on, Tyra? I'm just like, girl, you...
I still say she too old to be out there with Meg Thee Stallion pulling out her titties with them young little rapper girls. Period. She too old. She should have been sitting her ass down over there with NDIRE. That's all I'm saying. And all I'm saying is, if Essence Award, if you want to find younger demographic, I understand, because you want to stay relevant. You couldn't find someone respectful?
Well,
You could. Y'all, name some folks that's young and seen. Because I don't keep up with these niggas.
But that's the thing. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, though, that don't come out of our bracket, you know, that we listen to coming up. Yeah, I couldn't name half of these new heifers. I really couldn't.
Well, I'm talking, I know there's got to be somebody that out there that sings, or upcoming artists that ain't raunchy, that sings or raps. But y'all gonna go find the twerk queen. Y'all might as well don't call Cardi to join up there.
No. Cardi was already damn twerking at the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I thought that fucking building was about to collapse.
Man, fuck the Eiffel Tower. we're not gonna get started on.
Jules said, "Let Monáe, Janelle Monáe's freak flag fly."
Yeah, but in private, your old ass. Yeah. Hell, we all got a freak flag. Let it fly, but don't get on national TV all of a sudden want to flash your titty. You've been doing movies and music over 10 years. She's out of line. She's too old.
Well, look, on this, we're going to move on to the next one, because, like I said, we didn't get a chance to talk about this right quick.
What?
Now, y'all know Keke Palmer was serenaded by Usher at his Vegas show. And, of course, it's a big deal over this shit. Now, what do you see when you see this footage?
Serenade. Her enjoying an artist that she's probably always rocked to. Is this the one her baby daddy got mad about her outfit and shit?
Yes.
Look, that girl snapped back after that baby. Okay,
that's what I'm saying, girl. The baby put, you know, thickness in the right places for Keke. But Kiki's always been that girl. Always been that girl.
Keke's ass is out, see. She got a thong on. Now, if it had been like a bathing suit where it covered up the bottom cheek, maybe about that much cheek was out, it is a racy outfit. So we can't pick who we gonna talk about, because you know last time we talked about old girl, what's that girl that the football player's wife, the light skinned girl that went out with hardly nothing on.
Sierra.
Yeah, so we can't nitpick.
It's not about the public nitpicking, because see that was more of a public stance.
Yeah,
who's nitpick? That was the father of her child.
It depends on his morals. Dude, if you laid down long enough to have a baby with her, you should have known that she would do something racy like this. I don't see the big deal of her hugging Usher. That's a performer.
I'm telling you,
everybody loves Usher's music.
I'm telling you right now, it wasn't even about that damn outfit. He
did bring up the outfit, but he was jaded.
He was jaded. He said, "You a mom though." But see, before she became a mom,
she can't hug us.
She can't hang out. She can't, because that's practically a bathing suit with a sheer covering. That's all that shit was.
Her ass cheeks was all the way out. It was a thong. It was a
whatever
thong.
Whatever it was, it's bathing suit.
My thing is, if you didn't put a ring on it, my nigga, if you're not trying to walk her down the aisle and say, "I want you as my wife," you only good enough to have a baby with, has several seats.
That's what I'm saying, because see, he had the audacity. This is what I didn't like about how it went down. You call her out on social media instead of having a conversation behind closed doors.
Because she probably don't want to hear that shit.
But still, you're not supposed to call me out on social media. Now that we got a relationship and a child together, we didn't have sex and I had a baby for you. You should have the damn common courtesy.
to call.
He pulled me to the side and said, hey, baby, what you're wearing is a little out there.
He did that knowing that she's a public figure.
But
everybody knows Kiki. She's been around. Kiki been around since she was a baby. So this was his 15 minutes to try to embarrass her.
But not and in public.
Michelle, this was his 15 minutes because he's petty. He's probably, like they said, insecure. He's probably also jealous. We don't know what's going on behind closed doors right now. She could be ignoring this nigga. But I feel like this as a woman, man, you can't say nothing if you ain't trying to put a ring on it.
That's just my point. Because see, look, he can't, when everybody started coming for his ass, he started saying, well, you know, this was wrong for our generation, the man as head of household and family. Dude, she had a baby with you. She's not your wife. If you want to play that role, I should have had an engagement ring on my finger.
No, you know what? If you want to play that role, you should have had you should have been married before the baby came. Sit down.
That. And I'm telling you, he was jaded because Usher was singing to her and holding her close. That's all that shit was. I'm telling you.
And Kiki looked good. I ain't finna hate on Kiki. She just had a
baby. Hell no, Kiki looked good.
That back is real, okay? But I'm like, man, y'all gotta stop being in your feelings because I see a lot of men do this. They don't want to do the right thing and they know you the one.
Yep.
They know you the one. Whatever fear they have, whatever insecurities it is, either you work on yourself and come correct to that woman or sit your ass down.
That's what I'm saying. You can't sit up here and play this caveman mentality. It don't work that way.
Because I know one personally myself, but you know, we're not going to get into that.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the next topic because, see, I can't do this with your ass.
Here goes my baby.
Have y'all seen this picture that's been floating around about this big centerpiece of chocolate? It's like a chocolate man on a table. Let me show you what the fuck I'm talking about.
Not that. Oh, God damn. It's a whole nother one now.
This has got to be the same one that's been floating around the internet. I could not find any information.
They had a cake that was screaming and it had a black and white man in blackface with that shit.
No, this is an actual chocolate, milk chocolate sculpture.
Whoever did that should have known what the hell they was finna do.
Do you understand?
And they chopped his head off first, I see.
Right, the head's chopped off. And people, there's other pictures floating around where people are just walking around this table just picking at this damn sculpture.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of what you call a picnic. When you pick a nigga, burn him for everybody to sit back and watch and enjoy while they snacked.
Yo, it's out of control because...
Yeah, it's exactly what that is, Jules.
Right. That's what I'm like. What are you guys, are you fantasizing on cannibalism or slavery or a combo? Yeah, it's a combo.
Because, you know, let me tell you something. A lot of folks, they don't bring up this damn history of how when white men didn't have enough food on the ship, on the slave ship, they was eating some of them black folks.
Yep.
They don't talk about this.
Yeah. But when I saw this, and like there's another picture floating around, I don't think I have it. But I feel a certain way about this shit. I ain't gonna lie. You could have had white chocolate. You could have had marble chocolate. You could have had any other color of chocolate, but you don't want it brown.
They wanted them a chocolate Negro. So they could chop them up. It's disgusting. The head looked like it's already disconnected in the middle. And then the shameful position of his ass in the air.
Right.
It reminds me of Breaking the Buck.
And look how they got his feet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because what I saw from the first picture angle, I'm like, is this a real person on the table? Or what are we doing? But I was able to find out it's at least a milk chocolate sculpture. I don't know what the event was. But them people...
It was a cracker event. I see nothing but crackers there.
That's all that was at this event. Was
the
white
one right there in blue, look her name. Is that Jenny? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Shut your ass up, my...
Should have been like, turn him over. This is white people fantasy and fetish. You know, slaves. They can slaughter them again and get away with it. They got a law that they put to protect white women because of the jealousy of some of the black female slaves that their husbands were sleeping with.
Oh, shit.
So they made a law where if you happened to die during correction, it was okay. And I know this is for real. They, I know y'all, I was being petty.
Yeah, you know, that's like, I can't even, what you just said just went over my head because I'm still laughing at what you just did. So
I was talking about the law that they made for white women because white women were very either angry with the biracial children of their husbands having and the lovers of the black slaves that they had on the plantation. So they called it correcting a slave. And if you happen to die, Princess Dame, you like it.
Yo, turn
but
over.
If they happen to die in the middle of correction, if they happen to die in the middle of this white woman correcting you, it was okay. And this is also the reason why they made the law of African-Americans being fifth human, not full human, because you couldn't go to jail for murder because we wasn't human. Y'all motherfuckers look focused, goddammit. I said that shit about 3 minutes ago. Let's move on.
You can't walk away from that shit. That shit was too damn funny.
I don't give a damn.
Your history lesson is falling on deaf ears right now because everybody's throwing that shit to
the other people are hearing me. I think it's your ass. You heard every damn thing I said while your shirt and your hair matching, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, at least it's coordinated. Who is Linda? Because Linda is saying some stuff, and I'm trying to understand exactly where Linda's coming from. She didn't holler about divorce. If they had better pee, maybe they wouldn't have cheated. I have no idea.
But, you know, I really think, Linda, it really wasn't even just about cheating. It was just white man having a playground of pussy that they did not have to have permission for. And white women were not allowed to have that same playground with chocolate sausage. They wasn't. This is why you have this dilemma with white women going crazy trying to get them a Mandinka and Mandinka trying to get a white woman because they were both told no. But white man was like, I can do whatever I want. I'm going to play with all these brown titties and I'll deal with your pink nips later. They're not that important.
Let's get to the next story right quick. Health professionals are now urged to call vaginas bonus holes. So now, they won't offend trans patients.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say, please say that.
I'm saying that. So. Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, if it makes the trans feel better and they went through all that surgery, hell, you could call me pussy too.
But my thing about it is, as a woman, do you feel if you went for your exam, your yearly checkup, and you had to do a pap smear, and they say, okay, look, we're going to check your bonus hole.
Well, they wouldn't say that to me because I'm not trans. They're only saying this to trans, not actual women with the actual hole that we're born with.
But I'm just saying, don't you? And I'm just speaking like I have no problem with the trans community. What I do have a problem with is that it's harder to be a woman nowadays because everything that we do, we say, our bodies is challenged. And
now,
I think...
the Karen trans do this. But I don't believe that this the bonus hole is for women that were born women. I think this is only for transgenders that's had and went through a sex change. So if someone that's transgender and went through a sex change and they go get it checked up, it's to be called their bonus hole. And it is a bonus because they just got it. They just had a booty hole, now they got an extra hole. So I mean, it is a bonus. I would call it a bonus, you know.
What I'm saying is that we're doing too damn much when it comes to, you know, knocking down our natural womanhood. That's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying to you, this is not for women like you, me, Jules, and Grant. It's not for
us. Okay, well, what if they extended to that point? Where if we filled out paperwork? That's what I'm talking about. So we filled out our paperwork and they have a checkbox. They don't have vagina on the paperwork anymore. They got bonus hole.
Then I'm a write in pussy. Or maybe I'll draw a cat. I won't check it.
I'm just saying.
For women, a bonus hole, I'm going to be like, no, my booty hole's a virgin and it's going to stay a virgin until I die. Do we have a confusion? Why are you talking about my butthole? Me and the doctor will have this conversation. Are you trying to play my booty?
But if it was, if it was generally labeled that way, where we couldn't even use the medical term vagina anymore, whenever it comes to the woman's anatomy or that portion of the body, that's a bonus hole.
Jules said they can kiss her bonus hole.
That's right, Jules. Hey, look, I'm just saying, I'm getting tired of women's shit getting knocked around. We already got a hard enough time of our own fucking government.
Well, I mean, I don't believe that this case right now, it hasn't went there. Now, the Aretha Franklin, you know, coming from natural woman, you make me feel like a natural woman. When you get a real man that not only lays it down, but loves you good, respects you, yeah, I'm going to start singing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. That's all that song meant. And that kind of shit pisses me off. Or
that's what I'm saying. It's too much.
Or trying to take the label of being a woman off the tampons, because shit, don't nobody else believe that I know of. You know, it's things like that bother me. Now, like I said earlier, the bonus hold is only for transgenders now. But it will be a problem if they try to trickle that down to the natural coochies.
Okay. How do you feel about Miss Universe being rewarded to a trans woman? Okay.
I'm tired of women being pushed to the side.
That's what I'm saying.
You were talking about a goddamn bonus hole, and that don't matter on us women right now. But shit like this is a problem. Just like when Caitlyn Jenner, whatever that nigga name is, won Woman of the Year, and he was only a woman for 2 months. And like I said, and I'll say it again, you'll never see a trans woman winning Man of the Year or GQ or the sexiest man on earth. You'll never see, because men won't allow it. I think men are allowing this because it's another way to shit on women. Not only we're going to take your rights from you guys and take y'all back to the goddamn 1920s, in a minute we ain't going to be able to vote. Okay? They're taking us all the way back, and now they're pushing men that are transgender in our faces and taking our places. But I feel like, you know, if y'all love them that much shit, go to bed with them. Fuck you. Get that bonus hole in your life.
Okay. I can't. Exactly, Granny. Exactly. That's why that shit's scary. Very scary.
The surgery is serious now. That a lot of these trans be looking better than some bitches.
You good on your break?
Yeah, you know, we need to take a pee-pee sometimes. You know, shit, don't be fucking to my bladder. Don't be fucking to my bonus hole.
I don't want to deal with your bonus hole whatsoever. All right, look. Also on the news, remember that dude, Larry Nassar? He was convicted for molesting all these star athletes, and now he's serving time. Yo, they just snatched this Negro up like 2 times.
Yeah, they're trying to kill that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He been stabbed, beat up. Won't somebody play with his bonus hole?
But you don't say bonus hole one more goddamn time.
I'm just saying, because that's a bonus hole. It's a booty hole.
What are they going to do with him? He been attacked twice.
Michelle, do you really want to know?
Never mind. I don't want your answer. You're right.
Anybody with common sense ought to know. When you go to prison for harassing children, and not just regular children, because see, regular children get you fucked up, but Olympic children, that stand for the great. It's gonna happen. And it's been doing that on your end too. And anyway, I was reading the comment. I'm like, yeah, okay. So there's no safety, and they're gonna constantly either keep moving him or they're gonna find him dead. I hate to say this, because somebody is going to succeed soon.
He seems like he's an aim target. Like they want to keep going, you know, back to make sure the job gets done one way or another.
You know what? If they want to make sure he's safe, they need to send him to a Russian prison or something, you know, Al Capone.
You know what? I'm not doing this with you. Now, you know how expensive it is to get married for people who choose to have big weddings? And one of the major expenses is catering. People want to always make sure everybody can eat good and all this other shit. You know, plates cost like $200 a piece, right?
Yeah, that's why you go to the Justice of Peace. Jules, I have no idea, but yeah, the comment, I don't give a fuck about that comment.
Look, McDonald's is now offering catering for your wedding. You can have Mickey D's serve up your whole wedding party for, I think, under $300. Come on, Mikey, you don't want some McNuggets and some Big Macs at your
I mean, if you're on a budget, but to be honest with you, I really think the Justice of Peace, you just take a close friend, relative, y'all just go get married and just have a nice after party. It shouldn't be all of it. You know, that's
but just, I'm just saying, what do you think for people who choose to have a wedding and they have McDonald's cater the wedding?
It ain't my wedding. I don't give a damn. And I'm bringing another plate. Now, I can see Mookie doing this. I can see Mookie doing this if it was Whataburger.
Now, you know what? I was about to say, if Whataburger was around when Mookie was about to get married, they would have been catering his wedding, for sure.
But you never know, because some people like to renew their vows after 10 years. So I can see Mookie doing that.
You know what? He could have a whole ceremony Whataburger themed.
Don't put it past Mookie to have a Whataburger birthday.
That too. So we got to find a special occasion in Mookie's life to go ahead and get his Whataburger catering on. We're talking about give me another one.
Where is Mookie? I see his little...
You know, Mookie come and go out the damn live. Mookie, he'll be here for a hot second.
I'm going to talk about Mookie's high yellow cutlet ass next time he go live. Because see, we don't do this in his live. We come in and participate. I don't come in and out. And I'm also going to cut Steve Brown ass out. Anybody see him on IG streets? You tell that little high-pitched motherfucking cute dog I got him. That a nigga is right there. Yes. What a burger cutlets.
He said it's a great idea, so next occasion
I can see you having a Whataburger birthday.
Yeah, birthday, renewal of the vows. I don't know how his wife feel about that, but you know, that's his household.
He need to save it for his birthday. Do not do that shit to renew no vows, because your wife is going to kick your ass, and we're going to see bruises all, because you know you real yellow, so you're not going to hide them bruises. Don't do that, Mookie. I'm just saying. But you know, I say each their own. If whatever you want to do at your wedding is your wedding.
It's wedding. You do you, Mookie. Okay, but you know we gotta harass you, Mookie. It ain't no fun if we can't harass you. I'm just saying,
because you know, if I gotta eat McDonald's, I better have a Big Mac.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They could get all the McDonald's that you want during the wedding.
I don't need a whole lot.
It's all good though, Rocky. But look, did you know they finally have resolved Aretha Franklin's last will and testament? They found it in a couch.
In her top what shelf?
In her couch. There was a handwritten note because the family had been going crazy over the estate, and they finally got some paperwork to validate who gets what. So they found a handwritten note that has been validated for it to be an official will acknowledgement.
It was actually her handwriting.
Now,
see, this is how you know Aretha was a nigga. You hid it in your couch. You had not one trustworthy relative to tell where to go find this at. That's bad.
I said, wait a minute. How? I mean, because, like I said, if you suddenly are taken, I understand that paperwork usually gets put in advance. But at the same time, this was like on paper, like, you know, like a notepad. And
you know, I think I'm going to do mine a video and save it in my computer.
And
it's gonna be labeled. Look here, niggers. I'm gonna say, fuck yeah, Kevin, get it all.
All right, we got some footage to show you all. Okay. Now, we showed you guys footage from Jocelyn Hernandez, who got into a big fight after the Mayweather versus Gotti fight, and she got into a fight with her reality star, Big Lex. Now we got new footage that hit the streets. This new footage is showing her in her dressing room. Why the hell are you doing that? Anyway, now we got footage of her going at it in her dressing room with the police. Now, I'm going to let y'all watch it, and we'll, of course, yeah, come back.
Because I ain't seen this.
Okay, well, here we go.
No,
why,
man,
no one's going to touch you.
Shut up, bitch. Oh, you shut up, bitch.
Watch.
You come on.
Get back.
You fucking ass bitches. You gay bitches. If you kill me, you all gonna die.
Nobody wants to hurt you.
If you kill me, you're going down first.
Nobody wants to hurt you. I'm not a
you're going down first.
All
my motherfucking stuff.
Get her off.
They save your mother, bitch. They got you.
Hey. Let's go.
We're gonna get more charges.
Don't you touch me.
All
right. Let go of me.
Okay. Stop kicking. Stop kicking.
Let go of me.
Hey.
Let go of me.
Cut it out. Stop. Cut it out.
Hey. Let go of me right now.
Well. Jocelyn, back in. I mean, the popo don't stand a damn chance.
Your ass crazy. You bitches. You gay bitches.
But she mainly was going for the white officers. You know, she kept specifying race when she was insulting them. You white fuckers don't touch me and shit of that
nature.
Well,
I mean, I can understand because the white police got a bad rep of fucking up black women and men and black cheering. But, yeah, they weren't going to take you to jail until you start attacking them, though.
Right, because I'm sure they came to her dressing room after that situation happened with Big Lex.
Of course,
she was not going to jail until she started hitting everybody. So once she started hitting everybody, they're like, okay, now you're going to jail.
Yo, Jules, you stupid. And I do believe she put a Spanish root on their ass.
I was about to say she did put a root on their ass.
Because that bitch's Spanish accent got deeper. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all better leave black and Spanish women alone. Because we will put some roots on your ass. Take your drawers and bury them in the backyard of the shoebox. Jocelyn, she could have trauma. And a lot of black and Spanish people have trauma when it comes to white officers.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
How many of you don't know a person that's been murdered by a white officer? I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I know, so I had a friend that was murdered at 16. Philip Pinaz, Teaneck, New Jersey, playing basketball after hours. So I can't just say Jocelyn crazy. She could have a loved one or someone that could have been murdered. So, I mean, white officers is not safe around black folks like that because we don't trust you.
But if you remember the beginning of the footage, she was standing on one side of the room. They start talking to her. And then that's when she started cursing, and then she lunged toward them.
No, so, that's crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. So we can say it's trauma, but at the same time, they weren't near you. They weren't nowhere near you until you started going.
I think Jocelyn was already pumped up from fighting, because the way she beat that girl ass, it's going to take at least an hour or two for her to calm down.
Right.
She was going to need a blunt and Mr. Bubbles. And I think they really should have let her have Mr. Bubbles and a blunt, then talk to her. Probably would have went different. But she was hype.
A blunt, Mr. Bubbles?
Hey, y'all remember Mr. Bubbles? God damn it, Cal gonna take me away.
Your ass is stupid.
That they should have had a moment. And you know what? That should be, if you know she's already in the room, she's not going nowhere, y'all make sure she don't go nowhere. We're going to give that bitch 30 minutes to calm down.
But I'm just saying, Rocky, besides you throwing everybody off of these goddamn one-liners, Mr. Bubbles and the blunt.
Yeah, Mr. Bubbles was a shit.
That package sounds very intriguing right now for me, my damn self, okay?
Mr. Bubbles, girl, some Calgon.
Do you understand what Mr. Bubbles did for people back in the day?
And Calgon.
Calgon?
Calgon, take me away.
Yes, let me soak and smoke one. I'm good. But girl. I don't know. Like I said, she was released soon afterwards. But I'm sure they're going to have charges on her ass later on.
She ain't hit nobody. She just act like, ah.
Like, she was hitting them officers, girl. She lunged from one of them.
Lunging and hitting is two different things. Did the bitch land? That's all that matters. If she didn't land, set Jocelyn free.
Okay. T.I. is set up to make a televised stand-up comedy. Now, you know.
How do I turn my camera off?
This is why I don't like everybody knows Tyler Perry recently got BET. So Kevin Hart and Mike Epps are going to relaunch was a Comic View, which used to be a very popular show on BET back in the day.
Okay.
But my thing about it is, and I know I'm gonna get dogged for saying this shit, but I'm like, I don't consider T.I. a real comedian.
Okay. Let me say this. A lot of people start comedy and start singing, okay? Maybe T.I. wants to try. Maybe, you know, he wants to. They're giving him a chance.
I think they're giving him a chance because of his name.
His name and his money. Okay? And that's a good reason to give a motherfucker a chance.
But what if it flops? Because, you know,
if he flops, you know what happens if he flops? The internet will be lit. Of all kind of T.I. jokes. So they win regardless.
Oh, I've never heard his comedy either. But I'm just saying, you know, I would have thought they would probably.
You can have whatever you like. Yeah, y'all niggas know who T.I. is. Don't act like you don't know who T.I. is. He's not a comedian. This is something he's been trying to do for, what, the past 2 years, I want to say. Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, I've heard that too, Granny, that T.I. is not funny. I haven't seen his comedy set myself, but I have heard, and we
both want to, so we can come back on this goddamn show.
But I'm just saying, I've never heard his set before, but I haven't heard any good things about it either. So we'll see, because Mookie said they filmed last weekend, so we'll see how this goes.
Look, you know what? I'm gonna be laughing because if it's not funny, laughing because it flopped. Cause I'm like, dude, you do good in rapping.
Right, right.
Sometimes if it ain't making it, let it go.
Well, I'm just hoping they get all the juice out this horse because, like I said, I think the only reason they put him in the main spotlight because of who he is. He does have a big following behind his career as a rapper, not so much as a comedian, but it's still an audience. So we'll see.
Is Nunu gonna be there? Not new me.
New. Everything you wear is new. So good news. Yo, there was a sighting of Jamie Foxx. And it seems like he is really, this is the last thing. Matter of fact, when they took this picture of him, they saw him on a boat, but in this particular picture, he found a woman's purse and personally returned it to her.
Oh.
And he was getting back in the car. He looks healthy. I mean, like I said, I'm sure he's still going through rehab. But just to see him out and about, I'm ecstatic.
That's right. Illuminati tried to get him, goddamn. Let's do the conspiracy. They tried to get Jamie. You leave Jamie Foxx the fuck alone. I'm a blame it on alcohol.
I mean, he's already working on some projects, you know, while he's recovering. So once I get confirmation on the projects that he's got coming up, I'm looking forward to him getting back out there. But I also want him to take his time because I don't know what, because nobody is saying.
I need you to put Granny's comment up here. Sexy Jamie Foxx. Granny. I need you to get your eyeglasses redone.
Hey, look, Jamie's attractive to some people. I'm just saying, may not be your flip.
Jamie, I see Wanda.
Thank you, Quan. But that's because he's a comedian, Rocky, and you got that damn Wanda face down for real.
Brandy, I got you. What's wrong with you? You need a ladder.
Why do you have that face down, Pat? Because you look just like this shit. Rocky,
what's wrong with you? Well, I is ready to go. I love Jamie Foxx, yes. As a comedian, he's just not my type. Let me just say that. He does not have a dad bob. Bod.
You like cutlets?
Not them cutlets.
Not movies cutlets, but cutlets in general.
I like my man a little thick, tall. Jamie look like he little.
Well, Rocky, that's just not your flavor.
He's sexy, funny. Well, I hope he make you laugh and come at the same time. Somebody said they did not look like him on that boat.
Yeah, because a lot of folks were saying they were questioning that boat footage. Is it old footage? Was that really him? I think nobody really knows. But that car footage, that's him. So I'm glad to see him out and about. Hopefully he's taking his time recuperating.
He got a double.
Hey, I would sell him for that too, because if I was Jamie Foxx, let me tell you something. If I ever got to the point of fame of Jamie Foxx, y'all would never see me again in public. And I'm not saying that to be stuck. I'm saying that because when you get to a certain level of fame, you're going to always have people in your face. You're going to always have people filming, taping, watching. It's too much.
Now, Precious Pearl said they got him working on a Luther Vandross story.
That's it, Pearl. No, she's right. He is set to do that project on Luther Vandross. I just couldn't think of what it was. Thank you, Pearl.
He's going to have to, for his glory, he's going to have to show that the bonus hole.
We're not going to discuss no more bonus holes. I don't want to hear bonus holes from you for the rest of this damn show. You understand me? We good on that. Yes. I'm not sure what kind of boat it was. But you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of when you Google some of our black leaders speaking of Luther Vandross. Why did Google have this up saying that the picture of Master P right here on the left-hand side, they got listed as a picture of Luther Vandross?
Master P don't look shit like no Luther, and Luther don't look shit like Master P. White people, we don't all look alike. They are different skin tone, different body shape. Master P got more lips than Luther. You know what? I'm done. This is
Google search, and it was trending on Twitter on how they said that they got this pinned up as Luther Vandross. It's actually Master P.
Nah.
Can you see Luther dropping them na-na-nas?
Never too much. No. That's some racist bullshit right there.
But you know, they only do that shit with black entertainers. You notice that?
I ain't gonna lie. I be thinking half them white actors are the same people. I'm like, ain't that bitch from so-and-so? Michelle be like, nah, Rocky, that's so-and-so.
Oh, that's not her. Rocky be like, ain't that the white? No, that's not her.
Because majority of them white girls be looking alike. It has to be one of like the white girl that did that Lucy movie, and she was also in that movie that you like with Chris Tucker. What's the name of that damn movie?
But the Silver Lining.
Yes, she has an distinguished look,
and that's still not the same white girl you're talking about. See, even right now, you get your white girls confused.
Wait a minute. The white girl that did the Lucy movie?
That's not her, Rocky.
Well, them two bitches look like they buy right. They got some mixes. God damn. You see, I see what I'm telling y'all? You niggas look alike, too.
Rocky, be killing me with this shit.
You know another white girl I get confused a lot? Beautiful yes. White girl. The country singer. And there's another female actress that be out there. The one that did that Double Jeopardy.
Oh, was that Ashley? Oh, my God. I forgot her last name.
I confuse her with that other white girl. Because one is a country singer, her and her mom and her sisters. She started acting.
The judge. The judge. That's yes.
I be confusing them two white bitches.
They gonna wear name tags for your ass, Rocky, okay?
That part, bitch, just like Master P and Luther do.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all.
That shit was funny. Like, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Even though it was a mistake, but it proved my point. Y'all look alike too. Seven and white girls don't favor Michelle.
I'm not gonna say nothing else.
Okay, but look. She did play in that fire movie though, didn't she? Well, her little dress would turn fire. You know them motherfuckers was hunting their ass in the woods.
Hunting Games. That is the correct movie. Okay. Yes, the same young lady that was in Silver Linings
was in the
character hunting. And Hunting Games. You are so right.
Okay. She reminded me of that bitch who played in that Lucy movie.
Are you done? Have you matched all your white girls? So
hell nah, I'm confused. Fuck them.
Look, Rocky. No, that's gonna do it, okay? Because you have really lost your damn mind. I'm still on the damn.
I'm not lost my mind as your girl Jocelyn.
I'm still laughing at the turn them over joke with the chocolate sculpture. That shit right there. Still got my ass in tears.
Well, why you ranting on over?
Because this shit was funny. Hold on, I gotta bring that picture back up. Rocky,
Jim, I tell y'all if you zoom in, the bitch in the blue right there. Look at that bitch got a mustache. Is that a nigga? My glasses. Oh, I could do it here. Hold on. Let me see. I may compare her to a nigga.
Rocky.
It is a man I compare that bitch to.
Oh my God. There is the one in the blue dress. Oh. So,
I thought that was Jen.
Rocky. I'm gonna take this shit down because I should have known you would have jumped right back on the damn horse and rolled with the punches.
Now Jocelyn did act the fuck up. Jocelyn, I don't know. Jocelyn got some trauma. I do remember them going back with her past about, you know, things she went through. So I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Jocelyn, she didn't have no easy come up. I tell you that that much. So a lot of shit fucked up happened to her when she was younger. I don't know all the details, but hey, when you got trauma and you don't get the help that you need, that's what... See what I'm saying, Princess? Rock his ass.
What? What'd I do?
Oh, yeah. You know what the hell you did, Heffa?
What did I do?
Well, look, we're about to wrap the show up. Rocky, do you have any closing remarks?
You ask me this all the time, and all I say is, deuces.
Well, look, I do want to at least play our new drop from Godfrey.
Oh, shit. I just cheers the mic.
See, I'm going to have to play it again. Don't fuck with that microphone. I told you about fuck with that microphone. I'm going to whoop your ass. You understand me? We got a drop from the great Godfrey. Did you hear it, though?
I ain't hear shit.
Well, it ain't working yet. Fuck it.
I heard silence. Get your equipment right, bitch.
Man, Lord Jesus. Look, y'all, we're about to wrap this shit up. We will be back next week. Lord knows what shenanigans Rocky will bring to the table again next week. So we appreciate y'all for coming in. Thank you guys for tuning in, sharing, subscribing, liking. And I'm not going to ask you for your closing remarks, Hooker. We'll just see y'all next week.
Damn you. Ooh, I almost said something. I'm going to be.
Say it. Deuces, y'all.
Thank you for listening to the Gossipin' Heifers podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure you join us live every Wednesday night on YouTube and Facebook, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.